50%
becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It is Tuesday.
Well,
and before we go any further.
Yes, your prediction was wrong.
Yeah, and you know what's so effed up?
What's that?
Before the series, I say Warriors in five. Right, everybody looks at me like I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors go up 3-1, game five, Cavs on the verge of elimination. All you suckers ain't got nothing to say.
No, I told you they was
going. But soon as they lose, oh, Charlamagne, you was wrong. You was wrong. I was damn close.
I
drop one of Clues bombs
believe.
For me.
No, don't stop the bomb.
I was close.
You can't say
I
was close.
Why not?
There's no almost.
You were
there.
Just dead wrong.
What are you talking about?
Almost win.
Listen, it's okay. You were wrong. It is what it is.
I still say Cleveland
is
seven.
There's nothing wrong with being wrong.
Cleveland's not going to seven.
I still say Cleveland is seven.
First of all, I wish we had some crickets, some tears of sad music. The fact that Golden State's going to have to win another championship in Cleveland.
I don't think so. Right. I think Cleveland is seven.
Okay. No, it's not happening. First of all, it took a lot of variables last night in order for them to win that game five. No Draymond Green.
I don't want to hear nothing about it because everybody said, we don't need Draymond Green
okay,
to
cool.
win.
LeBron and Kyrie both going for 40. The first time that ever happened in NBA Finals history.
Well,
the Golden State Warriors going 0-for-11 in uncontested shots.
And it could happen again tonight.
They're not playing tonight.
Well, in Cleveland, next game I mean. It can
stop
happen
it.
Again.
Like, it's okay. It didn't happen like you thought it was going to happen. No big deal.
Angela Yee don't even watch basketball. She has no idea that the Warriors are 73-9. She said the Warriors need to step it up. She sounded like the guy on Twitter. She sounded like the guy on Twitter last night who told me the Golden State Warriors look funny in the light.
They
look funny in the light when it was up 3-1.
Excuse me, can other people talk? That's actually not what I said. What I said was Cleveland stepped it up. What's wrong with that?
I didn't hear you say that.
That's what I said. Because you don't listen.
It looks like they made those shoes
for
Steph Curry.
It up. What's wrong with that?
Ever since they made those shoes,
first
it's
about,
been all down.
And talking about Cleveland, they kind of stepped it up, but it was a lot of variables that went in.
It was
all
mad. You was wrong. It's okay.
I'm not mad I was wrong.
Yes, you are. You're attacking everybody this morning.
No.
You attacked me because I said Cleveland stepped it up because you were wrong.
Stop.
It's okay.
First of all, I love putting my balls out there. I have an opinion.
Put your what out there?
I picked the Warriors in five.
What you put
it was
out
a
there?
Prediction.
And it was a wrong prediction,
that's
but
all.
I was damn
just
close.
Leave it alone.
All
it
I'm
wrong.
Saying, when they was up 3-1 going into game five, nobody had nothing to say
I
yesterday.
Did. I've been saying
you did say, you did say, you did.
Envy, don't even feed into it.
You did. You did.
Envy
did. Envy did. Envy did. Envy did.
I still
Envy did.
Cleveland's going to win.
Envy did. Envy did say, no, it's going to go 6-7, whatever.
But let's be clear. Stop the music.
You were shaking in your boots.
I'm a Knicks fan at the end of the day.
Oh, my God. I am
a Knicks fan. I am.
I don't know who you're a fan of.
I'm a Knicks fan.
I can't tell.
But I want Cleveland to win. I want LeBron to win before it's home.
Last night, I fell asleep right before when the game started, so I didn't really care that much. But I did know that.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. All right.
I just knew that Charlamagne's prediction was wrong.
That's all he wants. All he wants is Charlamagne to be wrong. At the end of the day, that's what people really want. Charlamagne to be wrong.
It's not that you were just so
I understand.
Vocal and adamant about it.
As I am about everything.
Guys, and I knew you were going to come in here today and be mad at everybody.
We have a show to do, guys.
Nobody wants Charlamagne to be right. If they had one in five and they got to hear Charlamagne mouth about being right again. About something.
Again.
I understand.
Yeah, like about the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl every year.
Well, I'm emotional about that. That's
guys. All right, let's get the show cracking. Shout out to everybody that was at Aces last night. I was spinning at Aces in Queens. Shout out to everybody that came out. All right, and let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about Omar Mateen. Now, there's some new information that's been surfacing about him and how much he used to frequent this club Pulse and maybe some other things that was going on in his life.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. There's Don't. It's Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now let's get in some front page news. We'll start off with sports. NBA Finals. The Cavs, as we said earlier, beat the Warriors 112-97. LeBron and Irvin combined had 82 points.
Charlamagne the God was wrong in his Warriors in five prediction.
You were. Game six is Thursday night in Cleveland. I still think Cleveland's going to take it in seven.
I don't believe that. I think it's a damn shame that the Warriors are going to have to win another championship in Cleveland. I think the Warriors should lose on purpose just to have a game seven and win in Oakland. I wouldn't want to win another one in Cleveland. Unless the private jets are already fired up and ready and we can leave soon as we win.
No, you want to win one in your hometown, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, let's talk about this Orlando terrorist. More information is coming out on him?
Well, it turns out that his ex-wife, who he was married to for 3 months back in 2009, believed that he was homosexual. Now, she said that he had gay tendencies and that his father had called him gay in front of her. And he also had been to Pulse nightclub quite a few times. According to people that worked at the club and went there, he would frequent that club. They said he's been going to that bar for at least 3 years. One of his former classmates also said that he had asked him out on a date in a romantic way. And they would go to gay bars together. He said, I was not out at the time, so I declined his offer when he asked him out romantically. So, you know, maybe there is a situation where he was in the closet and angry about certain things and... Who knows?
So why would you kill your own? You mad at them because they live in their truth and you don't have the balls to be who you are?
That's crazy.
Like you mad at other people because they free and you in the closet?
I have no idea. The other issue, what people are saying, is some people that were at this club, if they were gay, because just because you're at a gay club doesn't mean that you're part of the LGBT community, but some people may not have been out to their family and friends. So now that they've been releasing the names and pictures of the victims, this could have been a situation also.
Oh, wow. Sounds like Omar didn't need a gun. He needed a boyfriend.
Maybe.
Omar needed some nice man mouth. That's
now,
what he needed.
Now, Omar Mateen's father, Sadiq Mateen, has spoken out, and he did say that his son is what he did was an act of a terrorist. Here's what he had to say to about 20 reporters yesterday.
As a father, I don't want any father to go through what we are going through. I don't approve what he did. What he did was completely an act of terrorist. United States is my house. United States is the house that always taking care of me, my family, and all millions and millions of people. They come to the United States, they have a good life. And especially the US people, I love them so much and dearly. I condemn what he did. I wish I did know that what he was doing, if I did catch him, I would have arrested it myself.
Father Mateen, we don't need you out here stating the obvious, putting a period after every word. Okay, we know it was an act of terrorism. It was a hate crime, all that. We know that.
He said he would at some point like to address the families of the victims. I don't know if they really want to.
No, I'm sure they don't want
to speak to him.
Because he talks too slow.
Donald Trump also had some things to say as well about what his policies would be. Check it out.
The bottom line is that the only reason the killer was in America in the first place was because we allowed his family to come here. I called for a ban after San Bernardino and was met with great scorn and anger. I have to say, many are saying that I was right to do so. When I'm elected, I will suspend immigration from areas of the world where there is a proven history of terrorism against the United States, Europe, or our allies, until we fully understand how to end these threats.
That's such a flawed way of thinking because America is a land of immigrants. Everybody came from somewhere here.
Right.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Wouldn't be here.
We're a land of immigrants. Like, that is a very flawed way of thinking, man.
Well, and I guess the other point is that Omar Mateen was an American. He was born in New York, I believe.
And you don't know who's good, you don't know who's bad until something happens. Period.
Like, there are plenty of people who are born here that commit all kinds of acts.
All of us are ticking time bombs.
Well, they're saying
you just never know.
Gun sales have increased significantly, and they're saying the stocks of guns, like people are buying, putting their money in the gun stocks, and they're saying they're up 10% as well because of this massacre.
Because the people like us who think rationally and have common sense got to scrap up because you never know when somebody may go crazy.
You're right.
And we want to protect ours and protect our families.
Yeah. All right, well, that's front page news. Now, if you're upset, you need to get something off your chest, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Tell them why you're mad. Maybe you're pissed off. Maybe you had a bad night. Maybe things are just on your mind and you just want to release it to us so you can have a great day.
This is a great way to start the day. It makes your breakfast taste better, man.
800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo,
hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Bay from Detroit. Hey,
Bay.
What up, Bay?
Hey, Charlamagne.
Hey, you know what sucks? Me and you could never be friends because your name would be in my phone under Bay, and my wife would have a fit if she saw you call me.
No, do you know why we really couldn't be friends, Charlamagne?
Uh-oh, because you want my
bones. Because I'm a New York G, and you're a Dallas Romosexual, so we would never work it out.
I am a Romosexual.
You and Emmy could be friends, though.
Me and you are good money.
Absolutely. My issue is, I just want to know why, when it's someone of a different nationality, or, you know, assumed of another faith, is terrorism. But when it's a Caucasian, it's just nothing.
Right. When it's a Caucasian,
they were acting out.
Yeah, you know, it's social, it's problems.
Mental illness.
It just amazes me. I have many friends and family who are Muslims, and they are very, this is, you know, the holy month of Ramadan. They are very, you know, upset and very, you know, just livid that they are being portrayed in this manner. I just think it's very, very just wrong
and stupid.
I just think as soon as we realize that none of us are from here and we're all immigrants sharing this great land, the world will be a better place.
Hello, who's this?
It's Maya Johnson.
Maya, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because I feel like the Terrorist Act was really a sign of, like, someone who persecutes against gays.
Right, and maybe against himself and him not wanting to come out of the closet and being angry at who he was. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know. Right. I think he was gay, but I think he was just confused. There's no way to relate to a terrorist. You can't relate to
who's in the closet in 2016, man? Mm-hmm. Be free.
There's a lot of people.
Okay,
who are.
Jump out the closet, thong on if you want to, all right?
If you're into that.
I was at the Covenant House yesterday speaking to some kids. I seen a big, tall, proud gay dude. He had on some red knee-high boots. Mm-hmm. He had the most confidence in the room. I love me an open fist gay. You hear me?
All right.
Yeah, but I can't judge what people's journeys are with their family.
I can
their
judge
friends.
You when you kill people.
Now, what was you doing at the company now?
Speaking to the young homeless kids.
Okay.
One of them kids tried to line me up too. One of the little boys said to me, one of the little boys said, "Yo, Charlamagne, I just want to give you the heads up, man. Watch yourself when you go outside." I'm like, "All right, go outside." It's these two little 16-year-old knuckleheads. They wasn't talking crazy. They just had that look.
Right.
And, you know, they was talking to me about the can I get a drop and nothing. I'm like, bro, don't be stupid. All right, young man.
So you went to talk to them, and they was going
to
line me up?
That's exactly. I went to talk to them, and the little dirty little Negro want to try to line me up. That's why nobody want to help you little Negro sometimes.
Did they have a camera?
No, they ain't had no camera.
Damn it, man.
But, you know, all I kept thinking about was when I was at Steve Harvey's camp this weekend, every 2 hours they had to give kids pills. To make sure they don't wild out. Make sure they was on their meds.
Let's talk about what you did with Steve Harvey, because that was dope. And we briefly mentioned it yesterday, but I want to talk about it when we come back. Because you went out to Georgia, Steve Harvey's ranch, and you did a good deed. And you don't usually get credit for doing good deeds.
I don't talk about it.
You get usually get credit for Respect My Name and Lil Mama and Fredro.
I need to start talking about it more. I don't talk about it.
All right, 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne told us that over the weekend that you actually went out to Steve Harvey's ranch to talk to some kids.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Harvey has a mentorship program for fatherless boys. He had 200 young men, you know, out at the camp, and he invited me to come be one of the mentors. Because, you know, I had donated some money to the camp earlier.
Right.
Earlier this year. And so he invited me out to come be one of the mentors. And it was good for me because, you know, not only, you know, was I out there talking to the young boys, you know, Steve Harvey provided a lot of mentorship for me.
Right.
You know, took me around on the ranch and was just giving me some jewels and telling me some things that I can do to take things to the next level.
So what did you tell the boys? What did you tell the young men?
I mean, just have a conversation with them. Talk to them about my life. Like, you all got hardships, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We all have, you know, situations that we're all trying to overcome in life. We all have to transcend our circumstances. Nothing is going to be easy.
But you said every 2 hours they had to make sure the kids had
every
medicine?
2 hours they had to make sure their kids had meds. And that's what I was thinking about yesterday, because I was speaking at the Covenant House yesterday, talking to some homeless youth. You know, one of the dudes in there was like, "Yo, just watch yourself when you go outside." It's one of the kids in there.
They tried to jump you after you gave some positive words?
They didn't. It was just these two knuckleheads that was standing outside who go to the school, whatever. And they was talking to me about the count. Yo, I seen when the dude hit you in the back of the head, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's cool. You're not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk to them like that. But that I can see that they trying to line me up.
When you said
they were trying to test you to see if.
Yeah.
So when you said that, what did they say?
Nothing. They was just like, "Yeah, all right, you know, I'm just saying." Then they looked at Wax and like, "That's your man?"
No, they did not.
And Wax was like, nah, I don't know him. Because Wax wanted, he wanted to act up. You know what I'm saying? But no, that's not what we're there for.
Right.
But all I can think about is that some of these kids, and we have to keep this in consideration, some of these kids is really crazy.
But let me ask you a question, right? Growing up, was it that many kids crazy like it is now?
I don't know.
Is it in the food? Maybe, is it the milk?
We knew, though. Because we knew what class they was in.
Right.
We knew what bus they rode.
True.
You know what I'm saying? We knew. Now we don't know. Now they're tearing down a lot of these mental health places, and they just throwing these kids in population with regular people, and we got to deal with them. So a lot of times when you look in the kids' eyes, and you're like, damn, man, something look like it ain't right. Because it's not.
It's right.
All right? Because it's all wrong. All right?
Get out of Dodge.
Yes.
All right.
It is one of the little kids, though. His name's Jabari.
Mm-hmm.
I want to call him this morning because he's a real big fan. I mean, a lot of the kids that was at the Steve Harvey thing this weekend was fans of The Breakfast Club, but he's a real big fan of The Breakfast Club, so I'm trying to see if he's up now.
Shout out to Jabari.
You know, I don't want to turn it, but I overheard you saying that somebody else was supposed to actually speak at the Steve Harvey event, but didn't come because you were there.
Oh, yeah, Ricky Smiley.
Now, come on. Now, I just want to say that's disappointing. You gave Ricky Smiley Donkey of the Day one time.
He's well deserving,
I think.
He was
scheduled to show up for the kids.
Yep.
And at a point like that, that's when you have to put your little petty differences aside and show up and do what you're supposed to do. It's not about you.
For that.
Now, and maybe, it's not no beef like y'all.
Now maybe something else came up in Ricky's life, but you know, Ricky was supposed to be on the panel, and Ricky was like, Charlamagne gonna be there. I don't want to be there.
That's just disappointing.
I thought he would still come because he's a man and he don't want to disappoint the kids, but he didn't. So
he could have came and just not spoke to you.
He's a sucker for that. Unless it was something past that maybe you said something about his baby, his mama, his father, something like that.
But even I don't even care. You still, know? It's not even about showing up. You show up for the kids.
If it's just something simple like a dunk of the day, that's cool. But if you go disrespectful about my family, if I see you,
well, that didn't happen. Charlamagne doesn't disrespect anybody's family.
That
didn't happen.
That's true. But let's not take away from the positivity of Steve Harvey's event this weekend. Steve Harvey is out there doing God's work.
Word.
Steve Harvey does not get enough credit for what he is doing for people, period, especially black people.
Yeah, shout out
people
to
like
Steve,
to say things like, Steve be cooning, he this and that, man, please. There's not as many, a black man out there that's employing as many black people as Steve and helping as many black people as Steve right now in this game.
And I do want to say, we always talk about mental illness up here and how real it is, and 1 in 5 Americans actually struggle with mental illness. It directly affects them.
So there's 5 people in here right now.
1 out of 5.
Who in this room right now you think got a mental illness problem?
The white guy, Steve, who's the cameraman.
Definitely our camera guy.
Definitely our cameraman. All right. What? All right. We got rumors coming up, E?
Let's talk about Lil Wayne. Unfortunate situation with him. We're keeping our eye on what's going on, but he is in the hospital.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Lil Wayne has suffered another seizure. This is his 4th seizure in the past 4 years. Now, he has said that he's epileptic and he's been suffering seizures since he's been a child. He was on a private jet. He was going from Milwaukee back to Cali, and that's when his jet had to make an emergency landing in Nebraska. Apparently, now they are saying that Lil Wayne is in stable condition. He's in good spirits after having that minor seizure. So we'll see what happens. But his reps did confirm that it was a minor seizure. His recovery is underway. The rep said, quote, under the guidance of his own doctors, he is now in stable condition and good spirits. He thanks his fans for their everlasting support, prayers, and well wishes.
Well, that's good. I don't wish bad health on nobody. So prayers up for Lil Wayne. I don't care if you're a fan of his music or not. That don't got nothing to do with his health.
Now, what's our station in Milwaukee?
100.7.
There you go.
100.7. Shout out to them. He was actually hanging out with Reggie Brown before he was playing music. He looked like he was live.
So it's Reggie's fault,
basically. He had his hair.
Reggie, what did you do?
He dyed his hair blonde, I saw. But yeah, I saw the pictures and the video footage of him with Reggie Brown. So shout out to him.
Reggie, what did you do?
I don't know what Reggie did.
Bailey is the program director today. Bailey, what did Reggie do?
I don't know.
All right, well, fortunately, he is okay. Now, Troy Ave, in the meantime, even though he's in jail, has set up a scholarship, and that's in honor of his friend Banga that passed away in the shooting that happened at Irving Plaza. Now, the $2,000 scholarship recipient already has been announced, and according to the head coach, at the high school, he said that the school is giving 18-year-old Gianni Penso the inaugural award because of his good grades and his devotion to football. So
that's very commendable, and I respect it, but put that towards your legal fees, Troy Ave. We understand that why you wouldn't have to donate any money.
Well, it's an honor of his friend.
He might have that taken care of anyway, too.
Now, the scholarship is going to be $2,000 each year for the next 5 years to student-athletes that are graduating from New Utrecht High School. That's where both Troy Ave and Bingham played football, and they were childhood friends there.
All right. Dope.
So that's a nice thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he's due back in court, by the way, June 22nd. That's for Troy Ave. Let's talk about Christina Grimmie. That is the singer who was shot and killed during a meet and greet in Orlando. Now, the voice coach that she had, Adam Levine, has created an Instagram post in her memory and is offering to pay for her funeral. Also, according to Selena Gomez's stepfather, Brian Teefy, who was also Christina's manager. He discovered her on YouTube and started representing her since then. He started a GoFundMe campaign. He wanted to raise $4,000 for her. Now the page has already made over $150,000.
Wow.
So that's great news, how people can come together in a time of crisis.
All right, come on, give me some Hakuna Matata. Give me something to smile about. You had Caesar's jail and murder.
No. Well, hold on, but it is some good. Lil Wayne is recovering. That's good news.
Okay.
Okay, Troy F. has set up a scholarship foundation and announced the recipient.
In honor of his murdered friend. Okay.
Right, but that's still making something.
That's good news.
Positive.
Scholarship
happen.
Is always good news.
All right. And then with Christina Grimmie, you can see people really coming together. Adam Levine paying for the funeral.
Okay.
And you can see that Selena Gomez's stepfather has set up a GoFundMe, and so far $150,000 plus has been raised.
Listen, ever since Beyonce album dropped, I'm just always looking for the lemonade.
All right,
that's all. Where's the lemonade?
Positivity.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got to talk front page news. We got to talk the Cleveland Cavaliers. You were wrong, Charlamagne. You were wrong.
Yeah, I said Warriors in five.
Okay.
Well, I said Warriors in five before the series, by the way.
Okay.
It's going to be Cleveland in seven.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, man.
Listen, We'll talk about it
when we come back.
Right.
Keep it locked.
Okay.
Front page. 7. Okay.
Front page news. Okay. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. That was Riri with Needed Me. Let's get in some front page news now.
By the way, I just want to say that I really like that song a lot. The whole theme of it and everything.
Yeah, Needed Me is dope.
You ever listen to the lyrics?
Mm-hmm. Needed Me is dope. Now, let's talk about the finals. That was a Clue laugh back in the day. Ha ha. What the hell was that?
Explain to the people what DJ Clue is. Drop one of Clue's bombs.
That was actually Envy's mentor, DJ Clue, for people who don't know.
World famous mixtape DJ.
Shout out to my bro.
First DJ to go platinum out here.
Not
in these
your bro,
streets.
Your dad.
Three times. We went platinum three times.
Yep.
All right. Now let's talk about front page news. NBA Finals, the Cavs beat the Warriors last night, 112-97. And Charlamagne, you were wrong.
Yes.
You predicted that it would be over.
I predicted the Warriors in five. I predicted that before the series. And my prediction was going very well up until last
then
night.
Then it didn't.
I tell you, Cleveland in seven.
It's not going to be Cleveland in seven. Okay. Stop it, man.
So that's your prediction, Envy. Let's just put it out there.
Yeah, I've been said it.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are not going to beat the Golden State Warriors three times in a row. It's just not happening.
Three times in a row.
Okay, they've only lost once back-to-back all year, and that was against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
How many times did OKC lose?
What do you mean?
When OKC just played the Warriors. How many times did they lose?
I don't know.
They lost three. It could happen.
Listen, they were going up against a 73-9 magical team. I just want y'all to really think about all the variables that happened last night. Not making no excuses, but Draymond Green didn't play. LeBron James and Kyrie Irving scored 41 points for the first time in NBA Finals history, and the Golden State Warriors went 0-11 in uncontested shots.
I guess we'll see what happens.
It can happen. When my Giants won the Super Bowl, they weren't supposed to win that year. It was luck. And when they won the Super Bowl,
come back to the Giants?
Because the Giants are the best team in the NBA.
So it's not skill, it's luck.
Sometimes it is luck. But anyway, let's talk about Orlando.
All right, well, Omar Mateen's ex-wife, that's the Orlando mass killer who killed 50 people and wounded 53-plus, has now said that she believes that he was a homosexual. He would frequent the gay nightclub where he staged that massacre, by the way. That wasn't his first time going there. Apparently, he was a regular, and people that worked there knew him. Now, she said that he had gay tendencies, and his father called him gay in front of her. Also, she also says the FBI asked her not to tell this to the American media. This is what she said in Brazil, in an interview that she did in Brazil. Now, one of Omar Mateen's former classmates came forward, and it's a man. He said that Omar Mateen had asked him out romantically and asked him after they went to some gay bars together. They would go to class together at Indian River Community College, Police Academy, and then one time Mateen asked him out, and he said, I told him no because I was not out at the time, so I declined his offer. Now, he had been going to that bar post for at least 3 years, according to witnesses.
So he was a sucker. He's a coward in the closet and jealous of all the openly gay people living their truth. That is the epitome of the fun police.
Now, we told you yesterday that his former co-worker said that he would often make homophobic, sexist, and racist remarks, and he would yell all kinds of things out and curse words and all of that. He would do it all the time. It wasn't infrequent. So clearly he was having some issues within himself.
All Omar needed was a boyfriend.
But I wonder if he was gay or if he was staking the place out, if he was checking it out to see if he could get the weapon in there.
Well, even before that,
if he could actually, because think, if he was a regular, they wouldn't have searched him. He could have gotten in with all those guns.
Well, nobody really got searched at that club, they said. But in addition to that, one of his former classmates said they went to gay bars together all the time, and he asked him out on a date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, I don't think you could just go to a gay bar and just stalk it out. Because you get in there and have a drink, then get caught up in the vibe.
Have a good time.
The lights are flashing. Beyonce going to come on.
You're going to start cleaning out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what they say about cocktails. Pour me one and tell me one. So you either going to get caught up in the vibe or some good Beyonce playing. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Donald Trump said some things after the situation that was totally in line with his character and what we would expect. Check it out.
The bottom line is that the only reason the killer was in America in the first place was because we allowed his family to come here. I called for a ban after San Bernardino and was met with great scorn and anger. I have to say, many are saying that I was right to do so. When I'm elected, I will suspend immigration from areas of the world where there is a proven history of terrorism against the United States, Europe, or our allies, until we fully understand how to end these threats.
Well, the only reason any of us are here is because our families and we're allowed to come here also. That's the only reason I'm here.
We are all immigrants in America, everybody. Black, white, this is a country built on the immigrant, and all immigrants have the potential to be crazy.
Right.
All right.
Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we have Vanessa and Miranda from XXL Magazine. They released a freshman cover yesterday. Now, the freshman cover is the artists that are on the grind, that put in the work, that get the cover. And there's a lot of discrepancies about this cover all the time.
There always is
the freshman cover. Now, there's 9 slots, and then the 10th slot is by a vote. So people vote in who's going to be the 10th person on the cover.
I think they got it pretty accurate this year, though.
But we'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, here's 50 in the club. That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building this morning.
For sure.
From XXL Magazine.
Vanessa and Miranda.
What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
It's about that time of year.
Yes, this is a big one.
People want to talk to us.
Yeah, well, y'all make people happy and disappoint others. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the freshman XXL.
You guys do that too.
Class 2016. You know what I'm saying?
Tell us who's on the cover.
Of course, we have Lil Yachty,
10 spot winner.
Oh, that was a 10 spot
winner. That's
the 10 spot
winner.
Fans
voted Lil Yachty in. Yes, yes, yes. That's the 10 spot winner. Lil Boat.
Oh, that was the mixtape. Now, Designer made the list, and Charlamagne didn't think that it was time for him, but he had a number one.
I mean, you can't deny the song, how big the song is. What it sets him up as, you know, as far as the eyes on him are, you know, we went down to the wire on that one because we weren't sure. You know, and once it hits number one and it's recognized by so many different people, the platform that he's set up on.
What's next for
him? But y'all made the same mistake with Trinidad James.
Yeah, very, very true.
And not saying Designer probably couldn't have hits because he's set up for it, but it's looking real Trinidad James just right now.
Dude, we got to hear the rest of the music. You know, the tape's not out. You know, he's still got a big record, but we got to hear the rest of the music. Brooklyn, would love to see that happen, you know, and him do it for New York. But, you know, he's young. He's inexperienced, but he's got quite a setup with, you know, not just Def Jam, but with Kanye, with Pusha going hard for him. We wanted to hate, but the support system he has over there seems like it's set up to really pop.
It seems like it's a curse sometimes to have a huge number one song as your first single? Because people are like, oh, one hit wonder right away.
Well, the question is, can you deliver?
Yeah, right.
You know, what can you deliver? You know, everyone keeps asking us, what's the difference between pricking freshmen now and then? Is that they used to come in with more of a body of work. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't really put it on us that they have one song and start getting a fortune of money and are on tour.
But most of these guys on the cover do have a body of work. They got mixtapes.
But let's rewind to, you know, I like to compare, let's see what 50 Cent had to do to get the Dr. Dre Eminem deal back in the day.
Got you.
Right. You know, the amount of mixtapes, the amount of content, the amount, how big wanks there had to be, all the music that built up to it in order for him to get that $1 million deal with Dre and M.
Right,
and then what you have to do now, it's less and less in order for you to start to pop and buzz and people to love you so much.
True.
And I think Yachty's a good example of that. You know, there's one tape, a few other projects, but the buzz on Yachty, the amount of votes he got, shows how quick it is, you know? It's not so much about, oh, you've got a ton of music. It's about, I connect on the music you have right now.
Okay, our guy Dave East made the cover also. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. Dave East looks pretty good.
Was and on a lot my of pressure timeline, from last year?
Not a lot of pressure from last year at all, no. He really, really just started to do his thing. His movement was different. The Nas movement, Mass Appeal, everything he had going on there. Mm-hmm. We watch a lot also, how does your social grow? Not just your followers, but your likes. How many people are interacting with
you? He's doing a lot, yeah,
you know, and you've definitely seen him grow. And there's always that pressure of, you have to do New York rappers, you have to do female rappers, you have to do so-and-so. We're always like, it's not a quota that we're filling.
Mm-hmm.
This year we happen to have two New York rappers, so go figure, you know?
Right. All right, Denzel Curry.
Denzel Curry, that's one of the holdovers that got probably the biggest demand from last year. Felt a bit early, you know, indie rapper for the most part, but the kids love him. You know, the girls love him, but the kids love him. We did some speaking at NYU, we went to a few other schools, and the students just cared about Denzel.
Okay. You know, it's so crazy. The motherships don't exist anymore, like radio, networks like BET, MTV. They don't dictate the way things move now.
Not at all.
So does it make it harder?
Everything's harder.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's definitely like the internet age. For sure, when it comes to picking the freshman class, like all the other rules, like, you know, sometimes we have to throw those out the window, or we have to bend them a little bit just because, you know, the internet is switching things and changing things up drastically.
Yeah. I mean, no, Bryson Tiller has already had a major label project, right. You know, so we have to try and hold on to something that, keeps it consistent.
Now, Lil Dicky's on the cover?
Lil Dicky's on the cover. That was a lot of controversy, too. But I mean,
a lot of people don't seem happy about that online right now this morning.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he raps his ass off. I don't know if y'all had seen. You know, he's freestyled his ass off. I believe he's got, four or five commercials right now, big endorsement deals. Sounds like he's got some big management coming into play. He's focused. He came in practicing, ready to go. You know, more focused on the craft itself that day than some of the other guys do.
Mm-hmm.
You can argue is he going to use it as a stepping stone for a TV show? And then what is success? You know, like, he's not a rap star anymore. He is. If you sit down with him, he's going to tell you everything you want to hear on behalf of someone who wants to be a rap star. And then we have to look him in the face and say, well, no, you're lying. You know, I think we have to give him credit for what he's saying and what he's doing with kind of the songs and the videos that he was making and acknowledge him for that, you know, and not say, well, the name is corny, the this, the that. We have to look at it kind of for what it is and acknowledge that some people can rap and it's not who you want it to be sometimes, you know?
Who else is on the cover?
Lil Uzi Vert.
Absolutely deserved.
Red hot right now.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't deny Lil Uzi.
He made a lot of hair on that cover, I know.
A lot of colorful hair
on that cover.
Who else?
Yeah, Lil Uzi, Philly.
Anderson .Paak.
That's a talented dude, yes. Mm-hmm. Anderson raps, kind of late on that one, seemed like.
He could have made it last year, maybe.
I don't think there was much of a buzz last year. Music-wise, he's a little bit older. Music-wise, he's been around. But as far as in the hip-hop community, that buzz broke out this year. Dre backing, whatever's going on the Apple side, who knows, everything that's going on there, the buzz just broke out. It's just going to move very fast for him.
What made Lil Uzi Vert an easy choice?
I don't know if anybody was an easy choice. I think Uzi's buzz and Uzi's energy... You know, a lot of people say they want this person, they want that person, but we are fortunate enough to interact with the artists and see what their attitudes are like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a big part in what makes or breaks you as a star, which I think, you know, you might be a huge fan of someone, but you might not know on the low they're a jerk.
Right.
You know, and that they're not working hard or they're not going to be driven like that. You know, everyone likes to grind and hustle and throw those words around, but who's really doing it?
Right.
So sometimes you could be a fan of someone and we see behind closed doors, they're not set up to work hard, or their paperwork's not right, or this, and that. So,
or they have a nasty attitude.
Or they have a nasty attitude. Sometimes we don't know they have a nasty attitude till the day of the freshman shoot. Mm. And you're like, if we would have known a little bit more about you, you know, before the shoot, we might not have picked you.
That's real,
though. What does that happen with?
Because manners will take you where money won't.
Take you when, you know, working hard. And listen, you're brought into a room, and we forget they're brought in with 9 other artists who they might not have met.
Right.
You know, so already there's a cockiness, confidence, you know, egos and stuff and interaction and maybe subliminals we didn't catch before that they said to each other. So mm-hmm. you've got a dynamic. You're either going to walk in that room and you're going to make the most of it, you know, or those rooms, or you're going to walk in that room and be the star and rub everybody the wrong way or find out something in between.
Right.
And we've had it all.
Okay. When we come back, you'll tell us the rest of the names on the freshman cover, so don't go anywhere. We have Vanessa and Miranda from XXL Magazine. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Grips on your ways, front way back. That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have Vanessa and Miranda from XXL Magazine. They just released a freshman cover. That's the artist out there that's really busting ass this year. Now, Yee, who else is on that list?
I think I would have thought Kodak Black would be an easy pick for you guys.
Kodak Black's a good pick. It's hard to see if we was going to get him there. If he was going to get there, I think he got out of jail and flew directly to us.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, couldn't have been nicer. He was kind of the DJ for the day. He set himself up at the computer and he was playing. I think it was a bunch of Future, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just playing his music and stuff throughout the day. You know, easy to work with. Just we were glad that we were able to get him there.
I'm glad he got out of jail just in time to do the freshman cover.
Yeah, and I hope he can
come.
The freshman show on June 28th, and I hope he's there for that, you know, based on he's still locked up here. So free Kodak Black.
Who else we got, Yee?
G Herbo.
G Herbo's probably one that we had lingering from the year before. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one that we got a lot of votes or a lot of press the year before, but we felt he was going through kind of a management change the year before, so he seems like he's young and he's right in a good spot right now.
Yeah, everybody's online saying, finally, after 2 years, G Herbo's on.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, what did G Herbo do last year that would have showed that he should have been there, you know? I think that's a very young guy who got a buzz early on, but has been trying to find his way in a kind of label management situation that's right for him, and I think he spent a lot of last year settling into that.
Is it safe to say Chicago's running the rap scene right now?
I don't think it's safe to say anyone's running it, Miranda.
I think Chicago got it.
Chicago's
Because you got Chance, you got Vic Mensa, you got Joey Purp, you got Herbo. You got a lot of people from freaking Chicago that's doing it right now.
Yeah,
but Atlanta,
people
from LA that's doing it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Chicago seem like they at the top.
Kodak is buzzing for Florida right now with
Kodak
Denzel. You got a little new Florida thing going on. I mean, whatever's going on in Canada's got a nice buzz, you know, up in Toronto and stuff. So
Atlanta,
it's
got one rapper. Yeah. Well, two in Canada.
Yeah, but they got a lot of eyes on them. It doesn't matter even how many rappers these days as much as how much attention's going to that area, you know?
Who else is on
Atlanta was harder than usual. You know, there was a lot more bubbling artists than used to be. There's always, like, you know,
one breakout.
A whole bunch of Atlanta artists to pick from. This was a little smaller than it's ever been before.
Smaller.
Yeah.
All right, 21 Savage.
Atlanta.
He's been buzzing for a minute. Yeah.
That's an unsigned artist that he's going to see a lot, I think, you know, with being one of the few ones that isn't signed yet, with the labels chasing him down. And I think he's moved to kind of make decisions to work off of after this freshman cover and see what he's going to do.
Does being signed matter? I don't think so.
Not for us, but for them. Because if you're not signed and then you have freshmen, you know, the door's open, or to my knowledge, the negotiations or the conversations change if you're not signed versus you are signed once, you know, when you're on the cover.
Depends what your buzz is, too, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm sure somebody like Chance is getting the Brinks trucks backed up to him right now.
Definitely, yeah.
Now, who's some of the artists that just missed the list? Now, what about Zoe Dallas?
Zoe Dallas, we have a show improving this issue. Young M.A. got a huge response that we were surprised by and definitely like her a lot.
Joanna Lucas.
Seen that interest. Joyner Lucas felt a little early. We we listened to music for Joyner Lucas.
He got that fire Kill the Panda remake that he did that I like. All right,
now,
what about the kid Drum?
Drum was very close. We like Drum. He had a song. Has a song that's, if he ever drops it, I think it's Cash Machine or Money Machine. That's fire.
Well, that new record he has right now that is crazy right now.
Drum to us is a hit or miss. You know, it's a hit or miss. It's either going to work or it's not. What's disappointing for us with Drum is he came in with some really fire music and then just didn't put it out.
Mm.
You know, so months and months go by and we're like, you have this good music. Why aren't you putting it out?
Right.
That concerns us with what moves are you making? Who's advising in the camp? Not to say that he has the wrong people, but, you know, sometimes if you have fire and you're sitting there and it's 6 months later and we're like, why didn't you drop it?
Yeah.
We're a little confused of how it's moving. And we really, really, really were into Drum, but we just felt without that music coming out, it feels a little bit early because we don't know what's going
to
do.
It's interesting, though, because there is no right or wrong person to have on the cover. Like, it's this guy on Twitter. He said there's like one real rapper on the cover. and it's Little Dicky.
This is not a credibility cover.
But he likes Dicky, but then it'll be followed up. People say, I hated the fact Dicky was on.
It's the same conversation every year. I don't mean to have an attitude, but it's not a credibility cover. We're not putting people up because you're the most amazing lyricists. You know, we acknowledge and that we love those people, but the freshman covers, we're trying to predict stars.
Gotcha.
Predict the future. Unfortunately, we're in a day and age where sometimes you don't have to be the strongest rapper to be a rap star.
True.
You know, and if people are mad at that, then stop feeding into it. We are documenting the culture. We're not dictating and telling you what you have to do.
So it's not your opinion.
It's our opinion of who we think is going to blow up.
Not who you like. Not your opinion.
Not my playlist.
But your opinion of who has the most potential.
Yeah, exactly.
To be a star.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you guys, if you want to put your list together of everybody that's lyrical, unfortunately, that doesn't always work. You know.
Now, Saya from Sisterhood of Hip Hop left a comment on my Instagram when I posted the cover. She said, "All men, again, overlooking positive, influential female MCs."
I'm sorry,
so
we many
had two of them.
Yeah, we had two females last year.
Tink and Dez Loaf.
I know we've also had other females before too, I believe.
Iggy's been on.
Angel Hayes. You know, so I would like her to direct that towards the consumers and the people who listen to hip hop and tell them to listen to more females and get them out there.
Yeah, I can't think of any females that really were popping this past year.
We supported Dez Loaf and Tink last year, and then you guys had to follow up and support them as well. You know, or else don't complain about it. It's the hard thing is. Again, where's the complaints that there's no Latino rapper or not enough white rappers or not enough this?
You or can't trans
fill
rappers.
Every right or you know,
know
you
I'm
can't fill
that.
Anybody's slot of what you think it's got to be. It's a reflection of what's going on. To say that we don't support females, well, there were two last year.
What about black youngster?
Early
he came up.
Early
came up.
Yeah. He didn't try to pay his way on.
At this point, you can't pay your way on, so they got over that side of things. Earlier,
I know Black Youngster would try, more. Though.
I don't think we got that. We got the pitch about Black Youngster, but not about Black Youngster.
What about Cardi B?
Gotcha.
Cardi B came up in the conversation. We have Cardi B in the magazine in another interview. We just didn't think it was, felt it was a bit early for freshmen, even with the, you know, television opportunities and stuff.
Her mixtape had a great buzz. It charted on Billboard.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just not time yet. Like, with Cardi B, she definitely turned a lot of heads. But we just need to see that follow-up, I think. I don't think that it's time for her to, you know, be on the cover.
And then you can argue, you can say, what's the follow-up with Designer? What's the follow-up? You know, it's what we believe based on music that we've heard, based on how we see the team move, basically the setup of what they have going on next that makes us believe or not. And the best thing you could do is prove us wrong.
Last question. I'm just curious about certain artists. Post Malone.
Post Malone, we were told by his camp that he wasn't paying attention to hip-hop so much. He was going in more of a rock, pop, country direction.
Opening for Justin Bieber direction.
We never even discussed play music. We never even met on it. Once we heard that he was going in a whole different music direction and wasn't really acknowledging hip-hop, and really once they were telling us, you know, well, going in that country direction, we were like, well, that's the message that you don't really want to be in the hip-hop world, so we're just going to let it go. Rather than chase you down and beat you in the head over it,
He was doing that kind of before anyway, though. Like, he wasn't always doing hip-hop, and then he did the White Iverson, got a buzz.
It's very easy when you're an artist these days to dabble in hip-hop and then pull back. I'm in hip-hop, and then I'm not in hip-hop. Yeah. I'm in hip-hop, but different type of artists have the opportunity to kind of figure out or pick these days what genre they want to represent at the moment or are going to represent. You know, more power to him. He just didn't want to run down the hip-hop lane.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, and the XXL Freshman Show is when?
The New York show is June 28th at PlayStation Theater, so you can get some tickets now. And then in L.A., July 25th. And then there'll be a few other shows that we're putting the dates together of now.
Yeah. Y'all should be applauded, too, for getting all these young kids together, because a lot of these young kids will be like, man, I don't want to do that. I don't have to do that.
You don't understand how hard it is. Yeah. I mean, we cry me a river, I'm sure, Vanessa, but you don't understand how hard it is. You know? It's a lot more difficult every year.
Appreciate you joining us and coming through every time.
We appreciate the support. Thank you for that. You always look out and show the love.
We
and
love
great.
When you come up here every year to talk about the freshman cover.
Even though, Angela, you didn't tell us this time.
She didn't tell us.
No, she didn't tell us.
I did. We have a lot of debates, you know, before the cover
but
comes out
invited.
Who we think should make the cover. So it's always good to see who made it. And congratulations to everybody who did. I put up
Absolutely.
The post. I said congratulations to everybody who made the XXL cover. There's a lot of people, trash this, blah, this person's trash. I only like this person. Maybe you never heard other people's music. Maybe it's time for you to go and take a listen to it. Maybe some people just are not for you.
Yeah, I see it very balanced this year, though. Like, I always say the rule of 10. 3 people gonna like it. 3 people not gonna like it. 4 people not even gonna give a f-. And it seems very fair and balanced to me from what I'm seeing.
Oh, there you have it. We have Vanessa
Freshman
and Miranda.
Never heard anybody.
That's right.
Never heard anybody.
XXL, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thank you.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kanye has a video game coming out, and it's called Only One. That was the first teaser that just came out of the game. That's what they've been calling it, Only One. I don't know if that's really the name of the game. Now, it's inspired by his late mother, Donda, and it's about her journey to heaven. That's all the details that we know so far. Did you guys see this?
I saw when he played a clip of it at that thing he did at the Garden that time.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now they do have some teaser. I don't know. Only One.
Listen, I like the idea, but a little eerie for me.
Because I want to win this game. I want his mom to be in heaven.
Yeah,
at the end of the game.
That's a little eerie for me. I can't lie.
That's a little crazy.
All right, Amber Rose. Now she's been doing some press because, you know, she has her show coming on VH1. By the way, that show was supposed to be coming out on June 17th. That was the premiere date, but it's been pushed back to July 8th. Now, in an interview with the New York Daily News, she talks about kind of what the show is going to be about. She said, "I don't hate Chloe. Being a dancer and dealing with older men gave me the humility and knowledge to speak on such a subject," she also said, talking about Tyga and Kylie Jenner. She said, "But let's face it, the only reason these girls have a career is because their older sister had a little fun on tape." Well, people went ahead and said, is she trying to reignite some beef? And Perez Hilton in particular tweeted out, is Amber Rose trying to reignite her feud with the Kardashians? Well, Amber Rose responded. She said, WTF, y'all really want me and Kim to feud, huh? Well, it's not going to happen. Fake story, girl power.
Oh, so that's not a real story?
Well, no, she's saying she's not feuding. That is a real story.
Oh, but so she really did say that, but it's...
Well, Amber, she wasn't trying to throw shots, I guess, is what she said. Yeah. She said, let's face it.
That's a shot.
Well, the only reason these girls have a career is because their older sister had a little fun.
That's a little shot.
But the only reason Amber has a career is because she dated Kanye West. So what's the difference?
Right. Well, she said her show is going to be a platform to talk about sex positive and other issues to show people who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to address slut shaming, of course, period. So, you know, it's produced by Dr. Phil. So July 8th is the new date for the show.
I'm going to watch.
All right, what do you think about Nate Robinson now hoping to join the NFL? He's been talking about this, and he did go to University of Washington on a football scholarship, right?
He's very athletic.
He played football in high school.
He's just short. He's very athletic, though.
He's 32 years old, and now he had a tryout with the Seattle Seahawks that happened yesterday. So it'd be interesting to make
that switch. What happened to his NBA career? Nate still can ball, right?
He's still
a productive player.
He's fast as hell, can jump. So, I mean, he's just tiny.
Maybe his passion now is football. Maybe he just decided he wants to make that switch. He told ESPN a couple of months ago. He said he just needed to get a little stronger, a little faster, lift weights and watch a lot of film, work on his feet and his hands, and how to press as a cornerback. So basic stuff, he said. I catch on pretty fast. Just learn some of the skill, the drills they have him do. He said the biggest challenge is probably all the haters, everybody counting me out, somebody not really giving me the opportunity.
I just don't understand. Why would you leave the NBA for CTE? Like, I just don't get it. Like, what's the point?
Hey, it's his decision. He played 11 seasons in the league.
Plus,
right?
The money's better in the NBA.
He's too short to be a corner, though.
See the haters?
That's not hate. That's
the truth.
Observation.
It's the truth.
All right. And I just want to give you guys an update on Lil Wayne. He's in stable condition and in good spirits. His reps confirmed he did have a minor seizure.
Did he have one or two? Because I seen some. He had two seizures.
Well, they said first he had one, and then he didn't want to go to the hospital, and then he had another one.
Oh, so he had two.
So his recovery is underway. Now, according to his reps, they said under the guidance of his own doctors, he's now in stable condition and good spirits. He thanks his fans for their everlasting support, prayers, and well wishes. He's had four seizures in the past 4 years, and he did say about 3 years ago that he suffers from epilepsy, so he's prone to seizures, and that's due to stress, lack of rest, and overworking himself. He was leaving Milwaukee. We saw video footage of him with our guy Reggie Brown.
Shout out to Reggie.
Right, in Milwaukee. He was on his way back to Cali, and the plane had to do an emergency landing in Nebraska.
I need to know what Reggie did to Lil Wayne. What'd
Reggie
you do, Reggie?
Reggie didn't do anything.
Because he was all happy and cheery at the club.
It looked like he had a good time.
You got to blame the last person he was with. What did you do, Reggie Brown?
I don't know. V100.7, shout out to our sister station out there.
Bailey? Bailey's the program director out there. Figure out what Reggie did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But prayers up to Lil Wayne. I don't wish bad health on nobody.
Mm-mm.
No matter what you think about his music, what you think about him as an artist, I don't wish bad health on nobody.
Lil Wayne is a great artist. If you don't like his music now, maybe you feel like it's been a little shaky lately, but he's still catalog.
Yeah, but everybody don't like his catalog. I agree. I think he's got a great catalog, but everybody don't like his catalog.
All right. Well, that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Oh, Kanye, he released his dates, right, for his tour? He just released all his dates.
Yeah, we're going to get into
that. All the dates. That's dope. I think he's doing two stops in New York. He's doing a bunch of stuff. But, well, Donkey of the Day is up next. We'll be even Donkey, too.
Listen, for everybody out there who loves when I'm wrong, which is rarely the case.
I think I'm going to like this.
Last night.
I think I'm going to like this.
I'm going to give myself Donkey.
I'm turned on.
Tune in. For all you people that out there that just love when Charlamagne is wrong, which is rarely the case.
Remember when DJ Khaled was wrong?
Okay.
My nipples are. Can I say that?
I play fair out here.
I play very fair.
I picked the Warriors in five.
My nipples are.
And I just want to say, I hope you use some. I hope you use some of the audio from this morning because you was going off on everybody. I just said, hey, the Cavaliers stepped it up. And Charlamagne went crazy. I was like, I'm sorry, but, you know, it is what it is.
I'm giving myself Donkey today.
Oh, I like this.
Okay.
Woo.
After the hour.
All right. This is going to be great. Keep it locked. Donkey today's up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hey, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 14th goes to Charlamagne the God.
Yes!
Relax, everybody. Now, this isn't the first time I've given myself Donkey of the Day.
Let me make a drink.
It's happened a couple of times before, but I play fair. And in life, I'm a winner. And we live in a society that likes to see winners lose. Okay, we live in a society where those of us like me who are consistently right, people love to see us be wrong. And I was wrong. Okay, before the NBA Finals started, I said Warriors in five. Everybody looked at me like I'm crazy because LeBron James stans love to be the crown on LeBron James' penis head. So y'all disrespect the Golden State Warriors like they not 73-9 and have the greatest record in NBA history. Okay, disregard all that and the fact that they have back-to-back MVP, the greatest khaki-colored killer of all time, Steph Curry. Forget that they had a magical season and played elite basketball all year. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, who dominated a weak Eastern Conference, are going to beat the Warriors. Nope. I said Warriors in five. So Warriors took game one. Then before game two, I tweeted I had a dream last night. The Warriors won game two by 40 points. I also dreamt I had sex with a panda that night, so I didn't know what any of that meant. The Warriors went on to win game two by 33 points, I believe. So basically, I had a dream and the Warriors blew the Cavs out, and that's exactly what happened. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me.
I thought this was about you being wrong.
Giving himself props.
Listen, this is called Donkey of the Day. Relax. Let me do what I do. Now, series went back to Cleveland, and the Cavs won game three by 30-plus points. And here LeBron stands go again, being the crown on King James' penis head, talking about Cavs in seven. Cavs in seven. Nope. I maintained Warriors in five. Game four back in Cleveland, Warriors win. Now they are up 3-1, headed into game five, which was last night, okay? Oracle Arena, Warriors home turf. My prediction was looking like it was about to come true. And then over the weekend, we get the news Draymond Green is going to be suspended because he has touched more NBA players' nuts this season than Khloe Kardashian. I didn't trip. I still maintain Warriors in five. Okay, I thought the Splash Brothers would show up big, and they did last night, especially Klay. But when you get 41 from Kyrie Irving, 41 from LeBron James, the Golden State Warriors go cold in the second half, 0-for-11 in uncontested shots, and no Draymond Green makes for a bad combination. So the Cleveland Cavaliers won, and my prediction was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is what it is. Rejoice, all you crowns on King James' penis. Charlamagne the God was wrong about the Warriors in Game 5. Do y'all want one of Clues Bombs for y'all?
Yes.
For me being wrong, here, take
Absolutely.
One of those, okay?
Thank you. I'll take
All right,
that.
Well, let's give Charlamagne a hee-haw.
That's not over yet. Relax.
Okay.
But y'all act like Golden State's not up 3-2 in the series. Y'all act like Draymond Green's not going to be back next game. Y'all act like LeBron and Kyrie are both going to score 41 on Thursday night again, even though last night was the first time in NBA Finals history that two players on the same team have scored 40-plus points in NBA Finals history. I know that the narrative changes from game to game for a lot of y'all, and y'all just go with whoever wins in the moment. But no, the Cleveland Cavaliers are not winning three games in a row against the Golden State Warriors. But hey, why listen to me? I was wrong about the Warriors winning in five,
mm-hmm.
even though I was almost right. But almost doesn't
almost
count,
does
it?
Not count.
Almost doesn't count. You know what? I want you LeBron stans to remember that when he's 2-5 in NBA Finals, okay? Remember that when your argument is that he's been to six straight NBA Finals, okay? Remember that just like my Warriors in five prediction, even though Golden State got close to making that come true, remember when the Cavs lose this series, whenever they lose this series, because they will lose this series, that almost, just like my Warriors in five prediction, doesn't count. Give Charlemagne the God the biggest hee-haw, please.
You are the donkey of
I don't like that.
Excuse me?
I just want to say that donkey was you very...
You are the I didn't like that at all.
Half-hearted.
The day.
You started the donkey off with talking about everything that you've been right about in life.
First of all, whenever I do donkey of the day, I'm fair and balanced. I give the exact reasons why the person is donkey of the day. And when I agree with a person... Even though I give him donkey today, I give those reasons too. That was a fair and balanced donkey today.
No, it didn't really feel
listen,
like
listen, I
that.
Understand that y'all want Charlemagne to be wrong. I'm wrong. I gave myself donkey today. What more do you guys
I'm not
want?
Gonna lie. I told you I fell asleep during the game last night. The first thing on my mind this morning was, man, I hope the Cavaliers won because Charlemagne kept talking about in five, and I don't think I could take it.
Angela's one of those people who want me to be wrong.
I did want you to be wrong.
We should have opened up the phone lines and let the people give you donkey today because that was just too nice. Like, that was a nice donkey today.
Fine. You can slander me all you want.
Let's do that.
But time out. But listen, let me finish. Just remember one thing.
What?
The Warriors are still up 3-2.
But that wasn't your okay? prediction.
So y'all can slander me all y'all want.
Emmy, do you want a
mimosa? But when the Warriors still win this
I'll
series.
I think I'm going to have a grapefruit mimosa this morning.
Pass me effing vodka. I'll take
all
that.
All you LeBron James fans who act like the crown on LeBron James' penis head, just remember, almost doesn't count when he's 2-5 in NBA Finals.
Well, let's do this. Do you want to ish on Charlemagne right
let's
now?
Let's go. Slander
do
you Charlemagne.
Under Armour wanted to send you a pair of Steph Curry sneakers.
No, I'm cool
do
on
Do you
that.
Want to
no.
send him a pair of Steph Curry sneakers? You can slander Charlamagne yes. right now.
Let's get it off
at
your chest.
At DJ Envy.
I get it. 800-585-1051.
Hashtag, oh, we need a good hashtag for this one. This is going to be a good one. Hashtag,
I hate Charlemagne.
I hate Charlemagne.
No. Everybody,
good
everybody
on,
hates
that's
Charlemagne.
That's too harsh.
Why?
That's too harsh.
People, look, they,
not
that's,
hate Charlemagne.
That's what it is. People don't they just want me to be wrong.
I think
call
everybody
up,
go to Charlamagne's page
me.
And put the horse head under
yeah,
all
that's
of his
what you
Instagram
do.
Pictures.
Yeah, put the donkey
just
head.
Just like you
yes.
do. It's not a donkey, it's a horse because there's
picture.
No donkey. But go to Charlamagne at See the God, C-T-H-A God. Go to his Instagram page and put that donkey, that horse head emoji under
Angela
all his
pictures. Angela, you this. She's worse than the people on Twitter who troll me.
I didn't say to say hate.
But I like the hate. I want it.
No.
Slander me right now. Slander Charlemagne.
800-585-1051. We'll put you live on the air.
Let's go.
And you can slander his ass right now.
Because when the Warriors win this series, oh boy.
But that wasn't the prediction.
You can't slander the people back.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to wait my turn. I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm going to wait.
Well, you take this.
I'll take this
you
today.
Shout out to Covington Q on Twitter. He said that donkey of the day was flaccid.
Good. I'm going to take this one today.
You take this.
But boy, when the Warriors win this series. All right.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne gave himself Donkey of the Day. Now, this is because he predicted that the Warriors would have smacked the Cleveland Cavaliers in five games, but he didn't.
I said that the Warriors would win in five. Okay, I even had a dream before game two, which I tweeted about, that the Warriors won by 40 points. They won by 33.
Right.
I also had a dream that night I had sex with a panda. Okay. The panda thing hasn't come through, but the Warriors did blow out the Cavs in game two. And they were up 3-1 going into game five. But, hey, wrong is wrong.
I'm leaving horse heads and unicorns in his comments.
Now, he gave himself donkey today. It was a whack donkey today.
It was not whack. It's the donkey. I gave myself donkey for saying Warriors in five. Y'all cannot act like my prediction was way off. But like you said, almost doesn't count. So all I want all you LeBron James fans to do, all you crowns on LeBron James penis head, remember that when the Warriors win the series and LeBron's 2-5 in NBA Finals and y'all come in here with that stupid narrative that he went to six straight finals, I'm going to simply say almost doesn't count.
Wait, so what happened? This was about you though, right?
What?
And your prediction being wrong. It's not about the rest of all this other stuff you're talking about.
Angela, you love the fact that I'm so wrong.
Right. I mean, it's got nothing to do with it. I don't understand what anything else. You
she
were just wrong. You were just
it.
Wrong.
To the people.
She loves it.
You people out there,
she
you
loves
can
it.
Give him donkey of the day.
She loves
you can
it.
Slander him right now. Hello, who's this?
Hello, yeah. I like to slander Charlamagne.
Go ahead, bro.
We're here for it.
Hey, I just got one question.
Yes,
what
sir.
What did God's green earth make you think that Kyrie and LeBron weren't going to come out and show out?
I didn't say they're not going to do that, but they're not going to score 40 apiece. It's only happened once in NBA Finals history. That was last night.
Hey, I send you more bottles of Dom Perignon than Drake did if Golden State wins seven, dog.
Hold on. So you think that the Cavs are going to win in seven?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm not knocking you, but just remember, when they don't, I'm here.
You can't talk back to the people. Hello, who's this?
He's talking to me.
Yo, this DJ kid came from D.C. Hey, Charlamagne, you got to get a donkey, man. You got to take this donkey, man. You got to tell LeBron James and Kyrie Irving they are historic players, man. Come on, man. They made history, bro. Come on, man.
They have to win the series, sir.
Y'all need to get a little more dirty than that. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
I would like to tell you, man, you might not even make this on the radio because they want people to hate. You feel me? I love everything you do, son. But you know what? The Cavs are going to win in seven. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I
said.
Don't
believe that.
Listen, you know why? Because it's like the NBA is like the new WWE, baby. They could have ended it yesterday, but they let LeBron score 41.
My brother, if that was the case, LeBron would be 6-0 in NBA Finals. It's two things that are not coming back in this series, the Cavs and LeBron James headline.
Hello, who's this?
Kyle from Connecticut.
You want to holler at Charlamagne, man?
Yeah, I want to say, Charlamagne, you shouldn't get the donkey in debt, because a couple weeks ago, you didn't know that Green wasn't going to play.
I know, but hey, I went
it
out.
It doesn't matter.
But the variables don't matter.
It just was wrong. He had a dream.
Variables don't matter when it comes to Charlamagne.
It doesn't matter. They said they was going to win without Draymond Green.
Variables don't matter when it comes to Charlamagne. Let's just keep that in mind when other people are trying to explain themselves.
It's okay. He was wrong. It's just that's all it's about.
If you could say if that was the problem, then last year LeBron didn't win because he didn't have Love or Irving during the finals.
What's that mean?
So you can't be mad at him. You can't be, oh, he's not a great player. He's not a this, any of them.
I gave LeBron that excuse, but he still lost. Like, he still lost. It's like I was still wrong.
800-585-1051. You want to slander Charlamagne right now? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club.
What's the number?
800-585-1051. You want to call in? I got the one line.
Yeah, I'm trying to call right now. I can't get through.
That was Fabulous, So Into You. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're slandering Charlamagne right now. Now, he gave himself Donkey of the Day. It was a half-ass donkey.
It wasn't a half-ass donkey. It was a great donkey. I made a prediction before the series started. I said the Warriors in five. Everybody was shaking in their boots when Game 5 started, and the Warriors were up 3-1. Like, oh, my God, Charlamagne's about to be right again. I was wrong.
I never thought that.
I was wrong.
Well, let's go. Y'all go leave that horse, that unicorn, and Charlamagne's comments. Just go light it up.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I'm calling for Donkey of the Day.
Go ahead, man. Holla at Charlamagne.
Charlamagne, man. You can't be out here just talking about, the Warriors going to win in five. The Warriors going to win in five. First of all, get off LeBron. Get off Steph Curry penis.
Ooh.
Tired of the Steph Curry talk.
You sound like you hating, bro.
He is.
The Warriors he said he is. The Warriors are 73-9, sir. Like, I mean, that is a very accurate prediction.
Behind Klay Thompson in that system.
Now it's Klay Thompson in the system.
Mm-hmm. Klay Thompson better than Stephen Curry.
Okay, my guy.
A lot of people say that. I don't know about that, but
they're
a lot of people
Splash Brothers,
say that.
Okay?
Hello, who's this?
This is Sean from Detroit.
Hey, you want to holler at Charlamagne?
I do. Charlamagne is my baby. I need y'all to leave him alone. He is always right.
He's not right. He wasn't right. He was definitely right.
Let me tell you something. Bron is afraid of Green. Watch how they play next game. Okay. I love you, boo, Charlamagne. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you, baby.
How could you say he's always right? He was just wrong.
Listen, even when I'm wrong, I'm right. When y'all going to learn that?
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, Charlamagne look like a seahorse with diamonds.
Whoa. Now, you done took it somewhere else,
damn,
sir.
Damn, all right.
This is just about his prediction.
I like the slander. Drop one of Clue's bombs. I like when you go hard. You know why? Because I go hard.
I don't know what that looks like.
Damn. I can imagine. A seahorse with diabetes is a terrible sight. That's horrible.
Hello?
Hey, Charlamagne. What's good, man? This is Jason from Augusta, Georgia.
What's up in Augusta?
Man, not much on this road. Getting to this money, man.
Okay.
Charlamagne. I just got to let you know, man. There's very few times that you are wrong, but the one time you are wrong. You got me paid, man. I put my rent money down on that game, and you made me more than enough money to make sure I take a vacation to Disneyland. And for that, Charlamagne, I thank you.
You
being wrong was like the best thing that could ever happen to your brother.
So even when I'm wrong, I make something right.
But you better not put your whole rent money on a bet anymore, though, bro.
Shout out to BlackBoy1978. He called Charlamagne a hashtag false prophet.
A false prophet. All right.
The moral of the story.
There's no moral of the story.
Here's the moral of the story. Can I do the moral of the story?
I was going to play the donkey today. He hard getting
it. The moral of the story, in the words of J.K. Rowling, the best of us must sometimes eat our words. I picked the Warriors in five. That didn't happen. But every mother in this room better remember this day for when they're wrong. Because I'm I love keeping notes.
You love keeping
notes? I love keeping notes.
You know, I got my notes.
I got cases on all you bitches.
Is that a threat? Is that a threat?
Just take this donkey. It's okay.
I'm putting cases on all you bitches. I run shit here. You just live here. King Kong ain't got shit. On me.
There shouldn't be no
cases on all you bitches.
There shouldn't be no hate in your heart.
Give him another heel. We got rumors coming up.
We'll talk about something else that's wrong. Selling a sex tape of somebody after they just passed away. We'll tell you who is doing that.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So our guy, Kevin Hart, was just up here, and now his official trailer has dropped for his movie, Kevin Hart, What Now? I actually went to go see this stand-up in Newark. Now, Envy, you went to go see it, too, but you missed most of it because you got kicked out for using your phone.
I did go to see it, but I just didn't see it.
So it's good. I saw a lot of the stuff that I saw live now is in the trailer. Pretty funny stuff. Check it out.
I'm at the airport. I don't know where my stomach tells my ass. You got 20 seconds. Clock starts now. This is what it looks like, people. This is how small I am on an actual toilet. This is what I hear. Kev Hart, I want to get a picture with you. I'm just going to put my phone over the stall. The fear that went through my body of looking up and seeing a camera flash, I was scared because I didn't put toilet paper on the toilet seat. I didn't have time because I didn't want my fan base to know that I'd be raw butting these toilet seats.
Ugh. Imagine not putting toilet paper on the toilet seat. But anyway, that is coming out October 14th. So you can go to KevinHartWhatNow.com for more information.
Kevin Hart has his life planned out in a very amazing way. Okay?
He does.
It's always something with that guy. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Kevin Hart.
He's doing great. And by the way, he filmed this outdoors in Philly in front of 50,000 people at the Lincoln Financial Field. That's the first time a comedian has ever performed to an at-capacity football stadium.
Listen, his work ethic is inspiring.
That's the actual show I got kicked out. I went to the stadium and got kicked out of the stadium.
Oh, I think in the trailer we see you walk past. I was like, why is there an empty seat?
Yeah, that was
probably because you had a pretty close
mine.
Seat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Beyonce has helped raise over $82,000 for residents of Flint. Now, that is for people who actually go to her shows, and they can opt to contribute to the Flint Fund while they purchase tickets for her Formation tour. So they did present that check. And that is for the Flint residents who are still dealing with the lead-tainted water supply. Beyonce's team also said 14 Detroit area high school students were chosen to receive college gifts to help with their educational expenses and tickets to her concert Tuesday night that happens at Ford Field. So that's huge.
Very noble cause, but she'd have made a lot more money if she'd have set up a lemonade stand right in the middle of Flint and sold lemonade for $10 a cup. People would have bought it.
They definitely would have bought that lemonade. Mm-hmm. All right, now, a former girlfriend of Muhammad Ali is trying to sell a sex tape. This is terrible. Barbara Mensah.
They had cameras back then?
Well, she says her daughter is the love child of the three-time world heavyweight champion, and she wants six figures. She wants more than $100,000 for this footage. She said, I know the value of the footage. No one has anything like this. I like to get as much as I can for it. Apparently, this footage was shot at gumbo parties.
I'd call her bluff, because I guarantee you, whatever she shot that footage on, we don't have nothing to play it on in 2016. Whatever the technology was, we don't have that no more.
That's She's 70 years old now, and she said those gumbo parties were arranged for after his fights. Now, the reason they call them gumbo parties because the girls there were a mix of everything, and the tapes obviously show them having sex. She said there was Ali and a few of his guys, and then about a dozen or more girls. All of them were stunning. He couldn't keep away from a pretty girl, whether he was married or not.
Now, Grandma, you 70 years old, and I respect my elders, but you can still be a thirsty-ass, trifling-ass thought trying to sell a sex tape
that
at 70
so
years old.
Come
okay,
on now.
Relax, Grandma. Like it. All right, you about to die. You're almost in heaven, and that's how you want. You want to put that on your record?
Just let it go.
Let it go.
Mm. Right, and you're
this close to heaven, and you want to put that on your record?
They said Barbara also showed up at his funeral last week, and she was upset at his widow for excluding her from the service. You were the side. I don't understand.
Dang it. Well, we don't even take that into consideration. Side chicks get old, you know. Some of y'all going to be 70 years old and still holding on to being a side chick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I don't know if y'all saw this. I just wanted to bring this up. But did you see Taylor Swift, the apartment that she's renting in New York while her house, her apartment is undergoing renovations?
Yeah, it's dope. What, 40, 50 grand a month?
Incredible. It's dope. $40,000 a month. Indoor she's going to be there for like a year. It's like half $1 million. And she, yeah, it has an indoor pool.
It's dope.
Such a waste of money.
Private garage. See the pictures of it. It private driveway. It's dope.
You know what kind of house ridiculous. You can get? It has a rooftop terrace. Mm-hmm.
You know what kind of house you can get in Jersey for 40 grand a month?
What?
Paid for. Okay.
Well, she's just renting.
Well, she's renting. She's renovating her crib. So she just needs some place to live until they finish.
Listen, I've never been in the renting things because I just don't feel like, you know, spending that money monthly. Mm-hmm. If I can buy, I would rather buy. 40
yeah,
grand
a
month.
She has a place.
She has a place. They're just renovating her place, which is down
the
block.
And by the way, that's nothing for Taylor Swift.
That's a lot of money. I'm sorry.
For Taylor Swift, she got it.
40 grand a month.
A lot of money.
And I'm sure it's a write-off, too.
I don't know if it's a write-off.
Some of it has to be because she's... Anyway, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Shout to our family on Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Hit me up with your request. I got you. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.